Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 23rd. Today we heard bills on second reading and had the final vote on one bill in third reading. We spent a large portion of today on second reading of the budget bill, House Bill 1, voting on amendments to the budget. This is the opportunity for all legislators to bring priorities from their communities and constituencies into the budget. There were a few interesting amendments that sparked a lot of debate and are worth discussing. One of the few that passed was Amendment Number 12. This amendment would provide funding for safe routes for schools, sidewalks, crosswalks, along with providing trails for biking, hiking, and horse riding. Investing in projects such as these will be beneficial as it encourages people to get out and enjoy the beauty of Wyoming. Additionally, these projects will last for generations. Most importantly, it will ensure that kids are able to get to and from school safely. This proves to be relevant after recent incidents early this year in which a student was fatally hit in a school zone, followed by two other students who were struck within the same week in Cheyenne. Amendments that did not pass but are still relevant and impactful to Wyomingites are Amendments Number 16 and Number 41. These amendments would have increased the salary of Wyoming State Troopers and State Snowplow Drivers. These Highway Department employees are underpaid, and we are losing many of these employees to better-paying municipalities, counties, and states. These amendments failed, but Second Reading Amendment 44 passed the House with my support. This amendment gave all state employees an additional 1.7% salary increase from the 5% increase suggested by the Joint Appropriations Committee. We have a shortage of snowplow drivers, state troopers, and other critical state employees. We need to increase these salaries or risk losing good people. The House did not pass Second Reading Amendment 32, which would have given a salary increase to K-12 personnel. I supported this amendment. Wyoming is losing good teachers, and it is becoming extremely difficult to recruit new teachers. In regard to teacher pay, Wyoming has lost its competitive advantage with surrounding states. I believe it was a terrible message to send to our K-12 educators to increase the pay of all state workers, including higher education, and not support Wyoming teachers. I will likely bring a one-time bonus amendment on third reading for Wyoming's teachers and non-certified staff, like custodians. Another interesting amendment that may encourage rodeo kids in Sublette County to participate in college rodeo was Second Reading Amendment 51. This amendment passed second reading with my support. This amendment would give $200,000 to support competitive college rodeo teams at Wyoming community colleges. Rodeo is a staple of our culture and Western heritage. Those who compete in rodeo know firsthand the expense associated with the sport and may see some relief if this amendment remains intact. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions and comments. Thank you.